morning.
I'm Carl.
I'm Kathy.
Hi. Where are you from?
I'm Houston. Well, I'm from Kingwood. It's a little bit north of Houston. So, do you know where that is?
No, I know where Houston is. I'm from Bay City. It's,
where's that?
It's like 80 miles southeast.
Southeast of Houston? Over here.
Southwest, pardon me.
Oh.
Yeah, southwest, yeah. It's a little further down the coast.
Have you always lived in Baytown?
Bay City? No.
Bay City.
No. I was born in Pampa. It's up in the Panhandle.
Uh-huh.
And we lived in La Porte for a couple of years. That's around Houston.
You were born in Pampa?
Yeah. That's so. up in the Panhandle.
Yeah. We lived in Sweetwater, Texas for 3 years.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that was pretty fun. It was interesting.
What year are you?
I'm what year am I? I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore, okay. What are you majoring in?
Business.
Business.
Accounting.
Same. Accounting, okay, yeah.
How about you?
Advertising.
Oh, yeah.
This is my third year, but it looks like it's going to be 4.5 for me.
Really?
I played around a little bit too much,
so
I'm going to pay for it.
Yeah. That, I don't know, my sister took off like for a semester too because she just, I mean, after a while, you know, going to school so much, she was going to summer school all the time and everything, and it just gets, you know, too much school.
Gets to be down a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so she's going to be having to go for almost 5 years, I think, so.
That's not too bad if you enjoy it. Yeah. What's she going to be doing?
Well, she was an engineer, and then she changed biology, so she's going to do it.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Four sisters.
Four sisters?
Uh-huh.
Really? I've got three brothers and a sister.
Older?
Well, got one younger brother, and it's my oldest brother, then my sister, then my brother, then myself, and my younger brother. And one of them's married, my older brother's married. And my older brother, he goes to school here also, and my sister's going to a med school in Houston.
Oh. My sister is about to get married, we just found out a little while ago, so. She's
you're all bubbly and happy.
She's gonna get married next year and everything. But my other sister goes to med school in Galveston.
Oh, really?
Galveston.
Yeah, that's a nice school.
Yeah, she's in her last year and she's doing electives now, you know, and she wants to find out where she's gonna do her residency and everything. And she really she likes Southwest Memorial, I think, in Houston. She really liked that one, so I think that's where she's gonna do it.
That'd be neat. It's gonna be kind of good to have free medical care for the rest of your life. Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. But my dad's a doctor too, so.
Oh. Well, for you, it's not that big a deal. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So. Well.
What do you like to do?
What I like to do?
Yeah, what do you like to do?
Well, I don't know. Study? No, I don't know. My hobbies, I like water skiing and skiing. We're going skiing this Christmas.
Wow.
So that's really fun. We're going to Canada. We've always gone to Colorado all the time. But this time we got, I don't know, some package deal to go to Canada and everything. So it should be real fun.
Yeah.
So I really like to go snow skiing. Yeah. So, because I miss the snow every so often, you know, because we're originally from Illinois. Mm. And I mean, it's just snow all the time. So what do you like to do?
Oh. Right now, I like to play tennis and water ski a little bit. I'm not very good. I've just started a couple of years ago, and I've only been up a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Had quite a few tries. But
I love to water ski. I love that a lot. Mm-hmm. But it was so funny because when I was first learning how to do it, it just took me forever. I mean, all summer long, I sat there. I could not get up. And then, I waited that whole year. I never got up. And then I waited that whole year. And the year afterwards, I got up on the first try. It was so funny because I don't know. I don't know what I did. But I really like to water skiing. Where do you usually go water skiing at?
It's on the Colorado River down where I live. And there's some pretty wide spots. You can do some water skiing. You can go if you can stay up, you can go 8 miles on the same river. And, you know. A lot of people like to see how far they can go. And,
yeah.
Not for me.
How far can you go?
This room's about. That's about it. Yeah, I get up and then I'm down again.
Yeah. Well, we go on Lake Houston, and it's. We usually go Lake Houston leads into a river and everything else, and it's just real. Lately, it's gotten really trashy.
Yeah.
So. It's just, I don't know. We want to find a different place to go to, but that's the closest place around. You know, it's real hard to lug, you know, something around.
Yeah.
So, go around and try to find a place. But I'd like to bring in Austin. I mean, Austin has Great Lakes, so.
Yeah. Have you ever been sailing?
Uh-huh.
I've got a sailboat up here, and I live in an apartment right across from Town Lake. And I just kind of keep it out there and go sailing whenever I get some time.
Uh-huh.
Hadn't been very much lately. You know, school's starting to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning of the semester, it was a lot of fun. You know, just get home from class and just go jump in a boat and take off. And now you have to, like, plan it.
Uh-huh.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Are you in Dr. Daly's class?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm in his interpersonal.
Oh, okay. I'm in nonverbal.
Oh, I see.
Wow. My girlfriend's is interpersonal. She says it's a lot of fun. She really gets a kick out of it.
Uh-huh. It is. It's funny because he'll always pick people out of the audience and pick on them and we'll play games and stuff like that. And it's pretty fun. And you learn so much too. Just about things like fighting and what people get along with. You know, I don't know. It's really interesting, I think. You know, you learn a lot about yourself. So.
Yeah, that'd be good. I'm probably going to take that one next semester.
Uh-huh. What is his nonverbal one like?
I've been to his interpersonal a couple of times, and a lot of the material is the same. It's just in nonverbal. It's right now. We just finished up personal appearance and how that matters and how people perceive other people. And he just did a long segment on diets, which is pretty funny. it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not even 10 minutes.
Not even close. Not even close. It'll be a while.
I wonder how many people have to do this. What are they using for?
Some kind of this thesis or something. I was here last week. Last Thursday it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to do this, and I guess the other person, the girl, didn't show up. So, you know, he said, well, you know, you can walk away with your 2 points. And I felt kind of bad. So I just said, well, okay, I'll do it again.
You know? Oh, you should. I would have taken it.
Yeah, take it on and run.
Well, do y'all have to do a paper in class?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are you going to do yourself?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
And it's getting close to the due date. I don't like to wait, leave things for the last minute.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know. My parents are coming in this weekend, so I'm not even going to have time to do it this weekend, and it's just, I'm going to have to get it done during the week sometime. Mm-hmm. Just, I don't know. So, but I have no idea what I'm going to do on either.
Do y'all have an option between a paper and a project, or is it just the paper?
I think just the paper.
In our class, we gave an option between either a group project or the paper, an individual paper.
Oh.
And since I didn't know anybody in the class, I just, okay, well, I'm not going to mess with this. Do the paper. Every time I get in a group project, I end up
doing all the work.
Uh-huh. I hate to say it because it sounds so, you know, terrible. You know? Oh, yeah, okay, uh-huh. I got to do all the work. But that's the way it usually winds up because I want to get it done and get it over with.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But, maybe in like a group or something, he might give a better grade. You know,
true.
I don't know why. It just seems like he would or something. So, but I think the only thing we can do is a paper. So, I don't know. But it has something like 6 or 7 pages typed or something like that. So, well, do you know if he? Does he grade us and we give that grade? How much is that of our overall grade?
I think it's 20 points.
It's 20 points?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if he does y'all also the same way. We have 2 exams and there's 60 points each. And then the paper's 20 points and you have to have, I think, 126 for an A and 118 for a B, like that.
I see.
So far I've done very well. I have a problem. I don't take things very seriously to start off with.
Uh-huh.
And that was my problem at the beginning of this class. He was just kind of laid back, you know. I just sit there and enjoy it. Didn't take very good notes, so
yeah.
It showed up. It really did. So lately, I've made every class on time, and you know, you've got tons of notes. No way I'll sort through all those.
Yeah. Well, it seems like it would be real common sense, you know, his class and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought, I don't need to write this down.
Yeah but it's pretty fun.
You want your next
one? Yeah, I'm going.
What's your whole name?
Barbara Ann Blount.
Blount?
Blount, yeah.
I'm Donna Garcia.
Okay.
Yeah, you have Dolores' class.
Oh, yeah.
What, and the one earlier than that?
Yeah, 1:30 to 3:30,
3:30. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. What made you decide to do that?
I don't know, because I think I'm pretty, my average is around 80.
And yeah, just gonna, for a couple extra points you wouldn't hurt. I know what you mean.
What else?
Are you working on that same project?
Yeah, that.
What was it? Was it the death penalty?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The alternatives, if there's any alternatives to the death penalty.
We had a problem in our group. There are four of us who are for the death penalty.
Oh, so really?
We're kind of stagnant.
We have our first meeting tomorrow. You know, we had that other one, the first one, and we have really decided we're all going to bring what we have. Our research that we've done.
We kind of haven't started yet. We're working up to it slowly.
So where do you live?
I live over, I'm in a sorority. I live at the house.
Oh, what sorority?
I'm an Alpha Zeta Alpha.
What? AZD?
Uh-huh, AZD.
Oh, y'all came over our house tonight.
No, you're
and kidnapped our
friend. Which
fraternity? Oh, Kansas City.
Kansas City? Oh, we're going to Orsifest.
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat. I'm going.
Definitely
I'm going.
It's going to
be so much fun.
I think we're going to have to get two buses.
We are having two buses.
We are.
Someone told me we're having four kegs.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Two on each?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be so much fun. Do you know Michelle Johnson?
No.
She's been sort of dating a killer.
Yeah,
that's
James.
That's his nickname, James. Yeah.
Oh, really?
James got one that, yeah. She went to the Halloween party and
I probably saw her.
I think she went to Plush Line, I'm not sure. But I think she was at Plush Line.
Stuff
like that.
That's
she's funny. Like, I'm slowly getting to meet everybody, but I can't remember all these names.
That's
like
funny. That. Well, what else? You live at the house,
yeah.
What year are you?
I'm a junior.
Oh, yeah. I'm a sophomore.
Yeah. What'd you major in?
Now, I don't know, because I was in engineering last year,
engineering.
And I want to get in business school, but
no.
Grades for the engineering stuff.
What about communications, or is this just...
No, it's a blow.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
No,
but Dolores is a good teacher.
She's
like.
A great teacher, she's very interesting.
I know, I liked it. He's like, I'd sleep in those hour and a half classes. No,
this is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Really, she likes to keep it
long.
She's only
got,
she's gotten banned twice, I think.
She did? Oh. We have a weird class.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, there's some people in there that are just, Well, I guess I'm just kind of shy, but they're just real open.
Oh, we've got a couple of them. I don't know if it's like, everybody seems to be all prepped out. I don't know if they're all in the business school,
mm-hmm.
or if half of them are Greek and the other half are in the business school, or...
Yeah, it's fun, I guess. But, what else?
I don't know, this is... Are your parents coming up this weekend?
No. We had ours last week. Wait, not the one before that.
Oh, you don't go with the university?
No,
because
we have alumni day,
alumni.
And that's
all.
Oh,
is your dad an alumni?
No, that's when we have all of our parents over.
That's right, because a bunch of people said that they went to the brunch, and then they went to the football game, and then they went out to dinner, and then they went to the Halloween party, and they were like,
That's pretty
fun. Where are you from?
Houston.
Houston? Right. Really? I'm from Connecticut.
Oh, that's right around the corner. Connecticut?
That's right. Yeah, if you take
How far is it?
By plane? What's in Connecticut? Hartford, Shores in Connecticut. It's in like the East Coast.
Yeah, I know where it is.
Okay,
it's
a mile off people.
I was thinking, what city's here?
What cities? I'm from Ridgefield. It's near Danbury.
Oh, yeah,
Westport,
I know where that is.
Westport, Greenwich.
That sounds familiar.
Greenwich. Yeah, Greenwich. It's
right. I know where it is.
Yeah, I know where it is. Okay. Hartford, New Haven, Bridgeport.
Yeah, New Haven. But what's the
capital?
What's the capital?
Hartford.
Okay, yeah.
I first came down here for orientation, and people say, Connecticut, is that out somewhere in the panhandle? And I'm going, I don't think so.
So But you like the AGB?
I do.
I didn't go out. Well, I kind
of.
No, I mean, I met her, you know, one night.
Okay.
What was her name? I mean, it's easy name.
Anne.
No. Like Nene, or what's your name? No. Itzy.
Itzy?
Yeah.
You've met Itzy?
Yeah.
Itzy's crazy.
Yeah.
She's like.
Pretty.
She's so spacey.
Yeah.
Itzy. Yeah. Her name fits her.
God, I couldn't.
Nene. Well, it's close for yeah. Itzy and a Nene. Yeah.
But she lives at the house too, doesn't
mm-hmm.
she?
She's not able. She lives right next door.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. She keeps me up at night on the phone.
But what else? Did you go to the game last weekend?
I went to half of it, but I kind of left halfway through because I was out very late Friday night before.
Oh, really?
It was so hot.
It was so
warm.
Yeah, it was.
Well, the first half was very boring, so I figured the second half would be the same, but it didn't turn out that way, unfortunately. Plus, I had bad seats, so that's
really?
Another reason. You're like in the end zone on the bottom.
Kind of all comes in together.
It was like we could touch the little, the cannon or whatever it is. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I know. We were in the end zone.
I saw the seats, yeah, I remember that. But,
do you have any hobbies or anything?
Yeah,
from going
no.
to parties and
no, I go hunt a lot.
You hunt? Really? Where?
Well, I'm going next weekend to Kerrville.
Oh, really?
Deer hunting. Mm-hmm.
Deer hunting? There's a lot of good deer hunting
on the East Coast.
Oh, really? Yeah, my girlfriend, she lives right near all these woods in New Jersey. And every weekend you see the line of cars on the road. And you know, all the hunters out with their orange vests.
Yeah.
And getting their venturing.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
they've
got
yeah.
big deer.
Yeah, they do. They have a lot. Their deer are bigger there than they are here. I don't know.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Everything's supposed to be bigger in
Texas. No. Well, yeah. the deer are bigger when down south.
Huh.
But this is up north.
Right? Mm-hmm.
About 2 hours from Austin.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what'd you say?
It's closer.
But that was so funny because our president came back and told us what happened. And he goes, you know, I was just sitting there. And I just sat in there and I didn't know, I didn't talk to anybody or something.
You
mean no one
wanted to talk to him or anything?
Yeah. No one really talked to him.
I was the one running around downstairs. Pledges, go set up chairs now. Pledges, because I had to get over here and I wanted a meeting to get over with.
Well, we just sat there and. And he said he just sat there, and then finally some girl kind of goes, but you kept the president? And he goes, yeah. You know, he went, yeah, you know. Like,
I must have been Mary.
And then he goes, well, they didn't give us any money or something like that. And
yeah, we held them for ransom for philanthropy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What was it for?
I think it was for the American Heart Association.
Yeah. Because we didn't give money.
You didn't give us any money? You're caught. I'm going back there.
We threw pennies and dimes and nickels.
Oh, really?
At them. At the two girls. It was so.
Really?
It was bad.
That's
what?
No, it's just that you throw water on us when we go serenading.
I wasn't there.
You weren't there?
Mm-mm.
No. That's okay. What else happened? You threw one of our actives in the pool. But if I was a Kappa Sig and she was an AZD active, I would have thrown her in the pool. So that's acceptable.
Oh, my God.
So, that was during Austin's day, I think.
Oh, really? Who was
it? Oh, Cindy Gale.
Oh.
She's real.
Right.
Anyway, she was probably standing over the pool going, oh, gee, and then some problem pushed her.
Oh. let's see. What else?
Were you at the all, what your open party that was 2 weekends ago?
Did we have fun? No, we didn't. You mean an open mixer?
Mm-hmm,
no. Oh, yeah, I was there.
Yeah,
it was about 2 weeks ago.
Really? I was right in the middle of an almost cat fight. There was this really drunk girl, and she came, and she tripped, and she spilled beer on this one girl, and she just sort of walked away, and this other girl turned around and went,
yes,
boom, right
I was there,
head.
That was me.
And I was like right in the middle going, excuse me, and I'll go back.
I remember some
tree.
Girl moved.
That was me, I was
and
running.
And it got the other girl, and it got the right
Oh,
girl.
I didn't throw anything at anybody.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that. It was just like, everyone's going, whoa, it was total silence in that one area.
Because one of the girls was our little sister.
Really?
And the other girl was an AGD. No, I mean, the other girl was some, you know. And they spilled or something.
Okay, you can stop.
What was your name?
Robert Morning.
I'm Hillary Strong.
Hillary.
Nice to meet you.
This isn't what I expected really at all. No. I expected to be like probably in a group of, you know, mm-hmm. at least 20 people filling out little forms.
I know.
Sort of unusual.
Mm-hmm. So how do you like the class?
Real well. I was telling him just a minute ago, I had already sat in on a whole lot of his lectures, just, you know, while people would walk by the hall and hear him and sort of stand at the edge of the door like mm-hmm. everybody does. And,
yeah.
So I already knew I enjoyed it when I signed up for it.
It's
pretty much the same thing, uh-huh. except having to write the paper.
Right.
It's the only difference.
Well, good. So. Yeah, I have to take this class as I'm... I just switched my major from business to organizational communications, and so this is one of the classes that I have to take. So, and I have him also for nonverbal, which is
mm-hmm,
which is really good.
I was thinking about taking that.
So yeah, take it. Good. It's real good. I'm doing better in nonverbal than I am in personal.
Oh, really?
And it's an upper division class. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
Is there a lot of overlap?
Yeah, there is. There's a lot. That's the reason why I'm taking it together.
Mm-hmm. So. I would think the way he kind of goes off on little stories that mm-hmm. there would be.
Yeah.
Be a lot of similar overlap.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have your paper all written?
No.
I don't need it at all. I thought the paper was going to be the way it is, you know, it mm-hmm. was an old paper, and now I switched it to a new subject, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I had it all planned out, but I don't.
Mm-hmm. So where are you from?
I'm from Austin.
Oh, you're from Austin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm from Houston.
Houston. What school did you go
to? I went to Memorial High School.
Oh, yeah. What year?
Well, I graduated in 81. I'm a junior this year.
81, okay. Yeah, I graduated in 77 from Boston High.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I've been here a while changing majors.
Oh. Yeah.
So I'm ending up in economics and finance, double major, business major.
Golly.
Yeah.
Oh, so how far do you have to go to?
Not far, I'll probably be done in May.
Good deal.
Yeah, I could be done this December, but I'm not going to rush it up.
Mm-hmm.
Take a few extra things.
Mm-hmm.
So this class I really don't have to take, it's just
elective,
so it's
mm-hmm.
fun.
Yeah, take nonverbal, I like it a lot.
I date a girl that's from, that went to Memorial.
Oh.
She's back in Houston, she just graduated last semester.
What's her name?
Jenny Mercer. You know her?
I can't think of her.
She'd probably be older, she's my age, so she's probably
okay.
not overlap.
Well, good.
We have a bunch of family there, I have cousins that just moved up to Winchester, Virginia, but they were around,
Boss.
Yeah, they lived on Country Lane, which is, you know, off Boss, back about a couple of miles back in the freeway.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I live off of Boss between Memorial and Vinehorn.
Okay, yeah, Jenny lives right at Vinehorn and Boss, the intersection there on a street called Piper.
Yeah.
You know Piper and
uh-huh.
all, by the Congregationalist Church.
I know exactly where it is.
Yeah, she lives back on that
Golly.
Street. That's weird.
It's real close. God, I know that street like the back of my hand.
Do you live pretty close to that?
Yeah, real close. Real close.
I have little cousins there too in Houston. They live in Piney Point
uh-huh.
Village. So
yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
About half a mile away from her. So.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm finally learning Houston.
Uh-huh.
She's trying to get me to move down there. After
I love the area that I'm in
mm-hmm.
right now. If I ever...
I thought I'd buy a house there as soon as I graduated.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but no, if I end up living in Houston and raise a family, that's the area that I'm
mm-hmm.
raising my family in. I just
it's sort of like all other, you know, all other things in Houston.
Right.
And then River Oaks and Memorial are
yeah.
sort of different. They're real nice.
Right. And the people,
there.
Like all my friends from, we're going on like our 11th year that we've lived there. And all the friends that I have, all the relationships are just real... neat, you know, it's like
mm-hmm.
I want to keep in touch with all my friends
right.
there as well.
Right.
That's real neat.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in Houston this weekend, I just drove up this morning, so I had kind of a busy day.
Burning the candle
yeah.
at those ends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my sister has lots of friends there too that are, they're all just starting to graduate and
mm-hmm.
get married and all this. So she has
yeah.
several weddings coming up.
I just went to a lingerie shop for one of my best friends who's getting married.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, mine are all, we've been through different little phases of getting married thing. Several
mm-hmm.
of my friends already have kids,
little
babies,
oh, that's
so right. it's real weird. Very strange, and, you know, it's weird enough when they first, you know, when the marriage thing starts, but
mm-hmm.
then they all start having children and that.
That is real weird.
Very
yeah, golly. Well, I've got a year and a half left to go. So did you live in Austin your whole life?
Yeah, I was born in Wisconsin and my dad was doing graduate work at the university there, but then I'm here ever since I was three.
Yeah.
And my sister was born here, so. Mm-hmm. But yeah, pretty much from here. My dad teaches economics here, so
yeah.
You know, very grown up around the university community.
Yeah. What economics does he teach?
He teaches a beginner's class and a public sector.
What was your last name?
Morgan.
Okay. I had Professor Dacey.
Sure, Douglas Dacey.
Yeah, I really like him.
I think he does most of the planning too. Economics.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I took him in my freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like him in my other, I had for micro, I had a Stuart Glosser.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that name, but I don't know him. I know all the older ones. But
I don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
I didn't care too much for the class.
Yeah, I don't know him at all.
I've been really happy with all the teachers that I've gotten up here.
Really?
Yeah, I've always had really, really good teachers.
That's good.
So I'm trying to persuade, my eldest brother and sister graduated from here, and then I have a brother who's a senior in high school.
High school.
And it's like, oh, I don't want to go to UT, you know, because all of us are going to UT, but, you know.
Do something different.
Yeah, but I want him to come here, because it really is. I really didn't appreciate it until like last year, once I got into it and I've seen all the things.
Into your major, yeah. Right. So you switched away from business.
I was in business for like a year and a half, then liberal arts for a semester, and then I just switched the semester into communications.
Okay.
So, yeah, I really like all my classes too.
What did you do in liberal arts?
Well, I was going to get a business degree in the liberal arts school.
Oh, yeah, I had a friend
that did
that.
Because there's a way of doing that. But then at first of all, I didn't know really what I wanted to do when I came up here, so I thought, well, the logical place to be would be in business school because it's hard to get into it, you know, later on.
Why not? Yeah.
And so, in the middle of last year, I was just like, yeah, I'm killing myself over accounting and, you know, stat and DBA, and I didn't even enjoy it, so I decided to get into liberal arts.
Those are all the worst ones.
Right. But I'm really happy. You know, the thing is with me, I just want a really good education because I'll be happy doing anything once I get out of school.
Sure.
And it's kind of hard for my dad to
understand.
Yeah, he wants me to either be accounting or, you know, something real substantial. It's like,
you,
I don't really know what I want to do yet.
What, is your dad an accountant?
No, he's a geologist.
Geology.
Yeah. So he's a real logical.
Mm-hmm. Does he work a lot with oil there?
Yeah, he works for Shell Oil.
Oh, Shell. Oh, really? I have a good friend that I worked with, Bob Dougherty, from the same area around there. And his dad is a pension director at Shell.
Oh, okay.
He went up east to school for high school, for some sort of prep school. But then his dad moved down here with Shell.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Memorial, I think, for 1 year.
Oh.
So he's older also, but
yeah.
He's already back there working. But
maybe
that
was
interesting.
My dad's been in
there
for a long time.
Yeah. You don't know that girl named Linda Grimsby, can you?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Wait, I'm thinking of her face. I met Linda.
Blonde and very thin.
Uh-huh.
She's a captain.
Yeah,
she's one of my friends. Sister that's getting married.
What's his name?
Brett.
Brett. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
I've known some of Brett's.
Her dad is a chemical engineer with Shell.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know Brett.
Well, I knew Brett. I know Brett through some other friends, Pepe Martinez, and some of the people from Westchester that are good friends with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he also lived below one of my best friends last year. At Seton.
Okay. That's right. Rebecca said he
lived
there. Yeah. They're neat. I think it's real neat that they're getting
married. Yeah, did you hear the way you proposed to her?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, that was hilarious. Linda called up and told my mom all about it. She still hasn't told everyone yet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
Yeah. When are they getting married? I don't even know the day.
December 23rd.
Okay.
Actually, my sister's in the wedding, so she's
good.
Going down to some dinner this Thanksgiving, and she'll be in the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So it's real close to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted it the 17th, but they couldn't get the church that she wanted. So
what church
they
did
waited.
She do that?
It's a small Episcopal church somewhere right around that area, but I'm not sure what it's called.
I wonder if it's St. Francis.
Very small. No, I know it's about St. Francis because my aunt
That's right, yeah.
is there, really.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
You don't know my